You have to feud with a cat.
What are some other kinds of turnips? I mean, other kinds of greens, I'm sorry. Other kinds of greens besides turnip greens?
Mustard green. That's one name from my hood name.
Aye, any others?
I might have, but I can't think of it right now.
How about collard greens? You read
Yeah,
those?
That's right. I've ate collard greens.
Okay. Have you ever used the word passel to mean a whole lot of something?
Hmm.
Passel of kids?
No.
Have you ever heard it?
Hmm.
Okay. What do you call the outside of an ear of corn? The part you pull off?
Shuck.
Yeah. And what about the little thing on top of a corn stalk?
That little half? Look. What you talking about? It looks like a half.
Okay, well, what's that? I want to know what that is, too, but that's something different. How about those little hairs that you pull out?
That's what I'm talking about, the little hand. And when we were kids, we used to put flour and water and make a paste and stick them on a chin.
You did?
Looked like Uncle Sam.
what are they called, do you know?
No.
Ever heard of them called silk?
Corn silk, that's it, that's it.
Okay. All right, now, this is the thing that grows up at the top of a corn stalk. This is something different. It's not on the corn itself, it's just on the top of the stalk. Okay, another way this word is used is that, like on Muhammad Ali's boots, he's got those.
The what?
Well, what are they? They hang down from his boots.
From his knees? No.
No, they're on his boots. All right, another way the word is used is when somebody graduates from high school, it hangs down from his hat.
Tasha.
There you go. Okay, and have you heard? All right. Okay, the tassel is also, now do you know that to be the top of a corn stalk too, or have you never heard that?
Yeah, that's a corn silk.
No, we're talking about, there's a tassel on the top of a corn stalk too. It just kind of sits around at the top.
I don't know what to call that. Could I? Like I told you before, I'm not much of a phone boy.
Okay.
Anyway, I do the best I can.
You're doing pretty good. What are some different kinds of melons?
Cantaloupe and watermelon.
Okay. What about the one that has yellow fruit in it?
Dew melon.
Okay. Ever heard that called a honeydew melon?
Yeah, that's what I meant, that honeydew melon. Just.
Okay. What about?
And have you ever seen orange meat in a watermelon? Generally, it's red.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I've seen watermelons with orange meat. That's what they call it, the meat of the watermelon. Yeah.
What shape are they?
Same thing as a watermelon, but only it's orange.
Do they look the same on the outside?
Yeah, green on the outside, and some of them yellow on the outside. You've seen different color watermelon.
Different shades of green. Yeah.
And then there's different shapes. There's those round ones and then those long ones.
Hmm. But some of them have orange meat on them.
Yeah, orange meat. Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call the kind of small, yellow, crooked neck vegetable?
Squash.
Okay. What do you call the little things that spring up in the woods after it rains, they're shaped like small umbrellas?
Oh, there's a
mushroom.
Oh, what is that? I call them tadpole stools.
Tadpole stools?
Yeah, but they Oh, I know what you're talking about. Like an umbrella, looks like a little umbrella.
Right.
Yeah.
Tadpole
stool. That's what I call a tadpole stool.
Ever call them a toadstool?
Toadstool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's tadpole. Tadpole. See, a tadpole is first, when it first starts, bone or something, and then it comes into a frog.
That's true. Oh, I never heard mushroom?
Mushroom, that's the name of it.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat, you might say he couldn't eat that piece of candy because he couldn't
swallow.
All right. Okay, what are the things that people smoke?
Cigars, cigarettes.
Okay, have you ever heard cigars or cigarettes called anything else?